I'm in the middle of Hoidu, by the Gula Asido. It says, Yitzmuchu HaShemayim Asageh La'aretz, V'yemru V'agoyim Hashem Moloch. It's referring to Lost Love in Papashtis. Yitzmuchu HaShemayim. Shemayim refers to the Shemayim V'chol HaShebom, V'chol Tzva HaShemayim, all the Molochim, and everything else that's in the Shemayim. Asageh La'aretz refers to also all the people, Kol Tzva HaAretz. Everything that's in the Aretz. Yitzmuchu HaShemayim Asageh La'aretz is Rashi Tevis Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's when the Gilui of the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to be Lost Lavay. Then we'll come to a massive of Yitzmuchu HaShemayim Asageh La'aretz. As a matter of fact, the Etiyot who points out, he says Yitzmuchu is Oisiyos Mishichoi, when Mishiach comes, and Asageh is Oisiyos the Golus. When the Golus, the Kinus of the Golus of the Aretz, that will be the Simcha of the Shemayim and the rejoicing of the everybody in the land. The Yomru V'Agoyim Hashem Malach. And even the Goyim will say Hashem Malach. Interesting to note, it says that the Goyim will say Hashem Malach. We know that the famous Goyim says, Ki L'Hashem HaMelucho U'Moishe V'Agoyim. That Klal Yisrael takes the Kodesh Baruch Hu as a Melech, and the Goyim have a Kodesh Baruch Hu as a Moishe. What does it mean between a Melech and a Moishe? A Melech is a king which is there with the consent of his constituents. As opposed to a Moishe is like a dictator, whether you like it or not. The Goyim are not Mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus on them. It's Begeder Memshala. However, Lasa Lava, it'll be V'yimru V'Goyim Hashem Malach. Even the Goyim will say that Hashem Malach, we're willingly accepting, it'll be so clear, so borrowed to everybody, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, that even the Goyim will accept the Ribbono Shel Olam as a Melech and not as a Moshe. V'yimru V'Goyim Hashem Malach. Yiram Hayomum Loyoy. And even the Yam Umaloy and everything inside the Yam will Yiram is Lashon of roar, to scream, will scream the praises of Ribbono Shel Olam. Yalit Sasad V'Chol Asher Bo, even the now it's not referring Lachara to the people, but it's referring to the actual fields, the actual grass and trees and fruits and everything else that's inside the Sada, V'Chol Asher Bo will give, will rejoice and give praise to Ribbono Shel Olam. Oz Yiranenu Atzei Yor, and then Atzei Yor will give Bimuranin, will give Rinun, will praise the Ribbono Shel Olam. What's the Oz? Oz Yiranenu, it's a continuation. Yiram Ayom Eloi, Yiralit Tzev Hachol Asher Bayi, Yiranenu Atzei Yor. What's the Oz Yiranenu? So Asol B'Shem L'Chavetz Chaim, L'Chavetz Chaim says that what are Eitzim used for nowadays? People cut them down and the makings out of it. They're used, amongst other things, they're used to make Avodah Zarah. Yomer le'etz aviato, right? The pasuk says that they took a piece of etz and they made it into a shtick of holtz. They took a piece of wood and they made it into a getchka. Says la'asid lavoi, that's not going to happen. La'asid lavoi, the trees are going to be used for what the trees are made to be used for. They're not going to be used for avodah zarah. Oz, then oz yomer v'agoyim, right? Oz yomer v'agoyim, like we say, oz yimale ischik pinu. Oz then yiranu atzei ayar. The Eitzim, because they'll be used for the Tachlis. I know everything in the Welt has a Tachlis, and the old Gashmius is supposed to be used towards Ruchnius. Unfortunately, now not always is that the case. Oz, Lost Elave, even the Atzei Ayar, which are not the fruit trees, which are used for wood, those will be used in the Avodah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Milifnei Hashem, will be used. The Rinun Lachar will be Mifnei Hashem, Kiva Lishpoit HaZaretz. Everybody's happy, why? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Ba Lishpoit HaZaretz. Which is a Pele. He's coming. Zoy Chalim V'Roya Adim Yer Be'echo, right? It says, there's a Pachad from Mi Yitzak Lefanecho Badin. How could it be that there's such a Simcha when Kadosh Baruch Hu is coming to be Shreif HaZaretz? Lachar, we know that the Din always brings us to the Pachad. So, Lachar, the Pashup Shad is because that's when the Welt is coming to the Tachlis. When the Welt is coming to the Tachlis, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings in the Lost Elavai, it's to bring the world to its final Tachlis. And so Rav Volbe says, he has a whole shtickle of this in Mamari Yemaratan, what the Rinun is, what the Simcha is. And he says, because it says, Kivolish Boitazaretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Miskara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming close. Kiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming close. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes close, that's the Simcha. Which is Dir Shoshem Bimatzer Kruvi Yosekarav. There's always a special simcha for the Shas of Adin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming, he's being Mesiachas to us, he's danning, and that's the simcha which is, and that's the Chor, it's the same Yisrael. That's the Tachas of the Welt. The Tachas of the Welt is HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Shefet the world, he'll become the Melech, he'll be Miskarev, we'll have a Shechas Tim, and that's the world Kitikunui. And what's everybody going to say? What's the Tzvah Shemayim, the Eitzim, what is everybody saying? Hoyindu LaHashem Kitoiv, Ki Lelem Chazay. Give Hoyidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kitoiv, because he's the Makor HaTevo, Ki Lelem Chazay, because his Chesed is Lo'ilom. Not like a Basar Adam, that his Chesed is very limited, and you could do somebody a Teva, right? You cross the old lady across the street, and you help her with her bags and everything across the street, and she doesn't want to cross the street. She wants to stay on this side. So a lot of times you could do Chesed, and it's really not a Chesed B'chlal. It's a, or right now it looks like a chesed, but ultimately it won't be a chesed. The Ribbono Shel Olam's chesed is ultimately a chesed. There's never a time when it's not a chesed. And even if right now it doesn't look like a chesed, lo olam chasdei. Lost the love, you'll see that it's not the chesed of the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'imru, it's not clear what this is doing here. Rashi's busy with it. It's not clear what this is, how this is a chelik of a hemshech. V'imru, it's mashma even now. David HaMelech was telling those that were there by the in front of the Aron. The Imru, they said these kapitlach in front of the Aron every day, in the morning and the night. Vimru Hashienu like Yeshenu, the Kapsina Vatilin Miragoyim, Kadosh Baruch Hu save us and gather us in, and even when we're in Israel, Atilin Miragoyim, the Hoydus Hashem Kachecha, to give Oidot, you the Silasecha, to Mishtabeach, to praise you, Silasecha, your great Tehilos. And all the Mepharshim ask, David HaMelech is telling them, Kabtinu Vatilenu Minagoyim, he's in Eretz Yisrael. They have the Mishkan. The Ribbono Shel Olam is there. What is Kabtinu Vatilenu Minagoyim? So Mitzad Echad, some of the Mefarshim want to say that in Chalami he was Misnava lost in love that they're going to go into Galus. But Be'etzim, you could say that it really refers to even the time that they're in Eretz Yisrael, and even Shas Beis Hamikdash. I think one of the tefillahs of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur was. What do you mean? He's in the Beis Hamikdash. What's the Yerlichenu Kimiyas Latzenu? That the matzav should be the matzav of the Gula Asida. Even when we're in Eretz Yisrael, and even if we have the Mishkan, even if we have the Beis Hamikdash, even if it's the first Beis Hamikdash, whatever matzav that we have, if it hasn't come to the Gula Asida, then we haven't reached Lamaisa, the Tachlas of the Welt. The Tachlas of the Welt was achieved, started off, Be'etzem, Adam Rishon came to Achet. Klai Yisrael Kemat got back to that by Matan Torah, by Har Sinai, and they lost it once again by the eagle, and they never really regained it. Even right, when Shlomo was Nasa Bas Parei, he was at that point because it says Yarad Malach, and he was not a Esev. What does it say? He was not a Kono. The Yam Va'olav Nivne Krach Gadol Shoremi says that this was even before the Beis Hamikdash was built. Before the Beis Hamikdash was built, when he was not the Bas Parei, right? The first night the Beis Hamikdash was built, Bas Parei went ahead and tricked him into sleeping late. It says, when he was not the Bas Parei, it was before the Beis Hamikdash was really built, and at that point it was already in the making, the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash. Till the Tachas is there, we're never Kapteinu Vatilinu Min HaGoyim. We haven't reached the Tachas. Baruch Hashem Lekei Yisom Min HaOilam Ad HaOilam. This is what they said in the Beis Hamikdash. Those that were there present, they said, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem Lekei Yisrael, who's Mashgiach on Yisrael, min ha'olam ad ha'olam, from this world to the next world, tainu continuously, every day, nochanan." Ve'yomru kol ha'am, amen v'halal Hashem. And everybody that was there, b'shas the hillul in front of the Oren, this is the end of what they said in front of the Oren every day. They all said amen to the Baruch Hashem Lekei Yisrael. They said amen v'halal Hashem, and every person gave halal to Hashem kefi tachas l'shem. This is really. Start something new. It's not the same capital, but it's a continuation to a certain extent. The Yitzchak says, it says, "Rememu Hashem lekeinu v'shtachu la'adayim v'gav kadoshu." Even when the Aron is not here, even when we don't have the Aron, which was like the second Beis Hamikdash, five things the second Beis Hamikdash was missing. One of them was the Aron. Still, "Rememu Hashem lekeinu v'shtachu la'adayim v'gav kadoshu." Give praise to Ribbono Shel Olam, be merimim him, and bow down. La'hadim raglav. What's hadim raglav? It's the Beis Hamikdash. Va'aretz hadem, right? Hashemayim kisi va'aretz hadem raglav. Right? Ezebay is asher tivnuy ezebakum nuchasi. The hadem raglav of the Ribbono Shel Olam, his step stool that he stands on, that's the Beis Hamikdash. So even though we don't have the Aron Kodesh, still mishtachvu la'adam raglav kadoshu. Still we mishtachvet to the in the Beis Hamikdash because kadoshu. The makom Hamikdash, the hadem raglav, is a makom which is kadosh. And Reimim Hashem Lekeinu Shtachvul Har Kodesh. Even when we don't have a Beis Hamikdash, Bechlal, All we're left with is Har Kodshei. All we have is the Har Abayis. Without having any Beis HaMikdash, not the Rishon with the Aron, not the Sheni without the Aron. We don't have anything. Still, be Mishtachav at the Ribbono Shel Olam. Why? Because it says, Me'olam le'zoz ha'shchina, mi'kosel ha'maravi, Chazal say. Ki kodesh Hashem le'kinu. Because it's nothing to do with whether we have the Beis HaMikdash or we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. It's the Misha Shochin Shmoy Vabayis Hazeh, that's who we're bowing down in front of. And that's Ribbono Shel Olam. And Me'olam le'zoz ha'shchina, mi'kosel ha'maravi, whether we have the Beis HaMikdash with the Aron, if we don't have the Beis HaMikdash with the Aron, or if we don't have the Beis HaMikdash b'chlal, nevertheless, still bow down to the Ribbono Shel Olam and the Mokom HaMikdash, because we're bowing down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Kodesh Hashem Elokeinu. Because who are we bowing down to? To the Kedusha that's in the Beis HaMikdash. And who is that? That's the Ribbono Shel Olam.